Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Krupp.
All right, everybody, welcome. Great to have you with us as we begin a new broadcast day. So let me read you a quote. This is our quote of the day. And you tell me what you think. Listen to this. Quote. This is a deeply human crisis, and the state has failed miserably. Oregonians deserve answers, unquote. Now, when you hear something like that, I know it's a little bit of a negative way to start, but when you hear something like that, does it strike a chord with you? This is a deeply human crisis. And the state has failed miserably. This is all a result of a hearing yesterday in the House Labor Committee. And when it was revealed, and this is the headline today, half of Oregon's jobless claims that have been filed with the state of Oregon, half, 200,000 plus, have not yet been paid. Now, I just want you to think about that for a moment. This isn't even the backlog, folks. This isn't the backlog. These are the ones that have been filed, folks. Just want you to think about that for a moment. You want a reason to find or to sign a recall petition? This is it. That was revealed yesterday in this hearing by the director of the agency, Kay Erickson, who finally decided to show up, and she only showed up because a lot of people in the news media were demanding she show up and answer some questions, along with a few legislators, including some Democrats. But what they did is put on a sham hearing. I'm going to get into more of that in a moment. And it was a sham hearing, and I'm going to tell you why. If you haven't seen these stories, you need to. Because even the Willamette Week, the uber-liberal, far-leftist, crazy nutjob paper, wrote a scathing story about it by Nigel Jaquis. At the bottom of the hour, we're going to be interviewing Timber Unity President Mike Peel, star of the Axeman TV show, about his support for State Senator Chuck Thompson and why it's so important that you support Chuck, every one of you right now, because he's going to be facing a recall sometime in July. I think he is. Now, the leftists that have put all of this, the unions, by the way, public employee unions, to defeating Chuck into gathering the signatures necessary, about 9,300 or so that have to be turned in by June 2nd. They spent about $160,000. Well, it is likely that they're going to have the signatures. It means we're going to have to defend him. Kate Brown and her socialist, Marxist, regressive, totalitarian friends are going to make sure that we get outspent at least 5-1. That's typically how this works. They're going to outspend us 5-1 to recall Chuck Thompson. Now, the only people that can vote on the recall are the people in his district. And they're going to spend tons of money on Portland television, and it's going to freak everybody out. But believe me, we know exactly the messages that will work to effectively defend him. We're going to talk with Timber Unity President Mike Peel about this. There's a devastating op-ed, by the way, in the Mail Tribune out of Medford. And I mean, it's devastating. You need to read it. And you can if you go to my Facebook page after the show, and you can see the story because I'll put it up there today. It is devastating about how Kate and the Democrats, the ruling Democrats of this state in the legislature do not care about rural Oregon. And it's because they're holding back out of the $1.4 billion that the CARES Act gave to the state of Oregon for communities devastated by COVID-19. Out of that $1.4 billion, $800+ million is sitting there in reserve. Why? Why isn't it being dispersed to counties, communities all across the state of rural Oregon? Because Kate Brown wants it for the state, folks. It's a devastating op-ed, and the numbers are just, it's indefensible to not disperse this money the way Congress said it should be dispersed. Unfortunately, they didn't put the little old details enough in the CARES Act to force Kate to do it. All that's on the plate today. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. And of course, emails always to Jeff at 1220.am. I got an email from one of the many listeners of this show that are state employees who shall never be named. None of them. And it is about the recall. Now, I want you to think, again, the recall that I recommend, there are three of them. The one that I recommend is the Republican Party one because it is the most sophisticated. And they have this app that you can get on your phone if you're going to go out and gather signatures that you can immediately enter in the person's name and they'll tell you whether it's been signed already or not, because that's a big deal. It costs us a lot of signatures. We get penalized big time when we hand these things in. So here's the email from one of these state employees that shall never be known, asking some questions. It would be preferable if there was one recall effort that was well-funded and everybody could get behind. Yes, unfortunately, there are three. Now, if the other two, if the people just drop out or withdraw their petitions, then we're okay. That's what needs to happen. This person's second question is this. With the Republican referral effort, it's great to hear that the app is there to make sure there's no duplicate. But what can be done to verify that the signatures are not invented and will be rejected after the recall is submitted? That's a great question. And I will tell you that Representative Mike Nierman will be checking all of them against the official registered voter database. And what we are allowed to do is we are allowed to line them out, literally just scratch it out on a sheet. That's what can be done. The other thing, what is the Republican Party leadership doing to get boots on the ground? That I don't know. I can't answer that for you. It needs to be a big effort on their part. They need to get all of their PCPs, all of their county party leaders involved in this project. I haven't heard that they are. I know they're trying to do something. And number four is, what's the required number of signatures? And I think it's like 143,000 or something like that. That's the number of them. Avis sent me the Oregon Accountability Project. Governor Kate's Accountability Project. Now, this is one of these efforts, as I understand it, unless I am mistaken. And it is about the abuse of power. And it has to do with conflicts of interest, corruption, transparency. Again, it needs to be well documented, and you need to be able to quite literally point people to where to go to learn more. OregonAccountabilityProject.com. OregonAccountabilityProject.com. It's a great resource. You should check it out. Thank you, Avis. I appreciate that. Now, yesterday, there were a couple of emails that I wanted to get to. And part of the problem is that I have two email addresses here. One is Jeff at 1220.am, and the other one's Jeff at kslm.news. So, okay. David wrote me a good email, and it has to do with voting. And here's what it says. The lack of voting by evangelicals in America is disgraceful to our almighty God. He's called us to be stewards of all that he has given us, our families and our homes, our wealth, and the government that he provided for us to thrive and to worship him under. We've allowed Satan's schemes to beat us down and believe that the lies that come from some of our legislatures and through some of our churches. Churches that are afraid to speak the truth in fear of losing their tax-exempt status. Afraid to speak out politically and call sin for what it is. Sin. We've allowed the government to take away some of the duties of the church. Welfare, food banks, soup kitchens, adoptive services, etc. We have placed ourselves in a huge spiritual battle. Our forefathers shed blood to free us from the religious tyranny. The majority of evangelicals have not even voted. Rise up, Church for Righteousness. Educate yourself and vote. Pray for those in leadership that they will come to know their living God through Jesus Christ. Dave, I could not say it better. You are so right on the money. This is why I urge you folks, without, you know, trying to be too preachy at you, because some of you don't appreciate it. I'm sorry, but we need to pray. Pray for our leadership. And he's right. Even those that don't know the Lord, Kate Brown is not a professed Christian in any way. And we need to pray for her. Friends, this story that we're talking about is a result of what David has just articulated. Half of Oregon's unemployment claims that have been filed and accepted still have not been paid. This is an absurdity. We've allowed this to happen because of the incompetence of leadership in Oregon. And the church is at least partially responsible for this, because we, the Christians, have become disengaged. That's why the first thing you do is pray. The second thing you do is get politically active. Now, we're going to have another worship service on the steps of the Capitol on Sunday evening, June 14th. Okay? From 5 to 7. Mark it on your calendar, friends. Now, we don't have our permit approval, but that's what we've asked for, and we expect that we will get it. Now, when we come back from the break, I'm going to get into the sham hearing yesterday. And that's all it was a sham hearing. Because the quote I read you in the beginning comes from the article from a Republican legislator who was not even allowed to ask questions. This is what you get when the church abdicates its responsibility and doesn't vote. You get this kind of sham hearing. Back in a
call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
22 minutes past the top of the hour. Programming note at the bottom of the hour, Mike Peel, president of Timber Unity, joins us live to talk about why Timber Unity is supporting State Senator Chuck Thompson, who faces a recall. He's from Hood River and the Clackamas area and so forth. Kate Brown's regressive totalitarian Marxist buddies, the public employee unions, are trying to recall him. And folks, this is for all the marbles. We'll get into it with Mike Peel, but that's at the bottom of the hour here. I want to remind you, you know, Ames Paint Company in Salem is hiring. You know, I've used their products for many years around my farm and my home, on vehicles, my motorhomes. I'm telling you, they make the very best waterproof coatings in the entire world. And you know what? They're growing. They're growing because their products are in demand. Now, that means they need to hire people. They need a batch maker specifically to start with in their manufacturing plant right here in Salem. And they'll train the right person. You've got to know a little math. You've got to be diligent at being absolutely precise in weighing and measuring ingredients and making batches to the T, specifically to the specifications for that formulation. It's not hard. You just need to be dedicated to doing it right. You need to be able to lift a little bit of weight. You got to be safety-minded. And it really does help if you know how to run a forklift. Now, they give preference to hiring U.S. veterans. They do background check you, and they will drug test you, and they will skills test you. They offer a very competitive wage, very, and an excellent benefit package. And you know what? You get work Monday through Friday. If you're interested, why don't you email a resume to admin@amesresearch.com. Let me say that again, admin@amesresearch.com. Or you can just call them, 503-588-7000. 503-588-7000. Now, this sham hearing yesterday, and it was, folks, was conducted by Paul Holvey, union guy from Eugene. I've known him. I served with him. This is a sham hearing because I would have never conducted a hearing this way. Because they only allowed an hour of testimony. And the Department of Unemployment, I call it, took the entire hour to present to the committee a 45-page PowerPoint. And the chairman wouldn't allow any questions. Said that, well, legislators could submit questions in writing. This is a sham hearing. And even the Willamette Week said, in so many words, it was a sham hearing. Now, Republican House member Shelley Bossart Davis, from at least part of my old legislative district, was the one that I quoted, was incredibly frustrated, and is all encompassed with her words. And here's what it is. This is a deeply human crisis, and the state has failed miserably. Oregonians deserve answers. It is a deeply human crisis. And if you want to persuade persuadable people, things have got to change. This is your example, folks. Half, 200,000 Oregonians who have filed claims that have been accepted still have not gotten paid. It is a human crisis. And what is Kate doing about it? Smoke and mirrors. Is the legislature holding her accountable? No. You know, I chaired a committee for 4 years of my 8 years in the House of Representatives. I would have never allowed this to happen. I would have never allowed, because here's how it works. If the chairman of the committee knew that the state was going to put on a PowerPoint, knew that it was going to take up the entire hour, knew that ahead of time. That's why it's a sham. But I wouldn't have done this way. I would have said ahead of time, okay, look, you just need to present a few slides. We're not going to let you take up the whole time because, frankly, we're going to allow members to ask questions. And I would have run the hearing even longer. I did before. Because sometimes things are really important. But, you know, Paul Hovey doesn't want to hold Kay Erickson and the Department of Unemployment accountable.
Why?
Because it makes the Democrats in charge of this mess look bad, as it should. And it makes Kate look bad. And this PowerPoint presentation, oh, it's all about how they're going to fix it. You have confidence that they'll fix it? It's not like, again, that they didn't know that if you're going to shut down an economy, you're going to have a massive problem on your hands. And all of the things that we talked about yesterday, that story yesterday about how other states who have had similar problems dealt with it by contracting out, all of those things that worked in other states, the Department of Unemployment says won't work in Oregon. Friends, this is the Oregon way. This is why one party rule for 30 years out of the governor's office has brought us to this point. This is a deeply human crisis, and they are not fixing it. They've had all the time in the world to fix it. They've had $85 million for 11 years to fix it. They could stand up in 30 minutes a telephone system to fix it, and they're not. They could contract out with private companies to fix it. They're not. No, instead, they're hiring 800 new people. Now, why would they do that? Oh, those 800 new people are going to be unionized employees who pay union dues to the unions. And the unions then use those union dues to do what? To support Democrat candidates. Gee, see how that works? And they also use those union dues to go after people like State Senator Chuck Thompson. We're going to talk with Temper for Unity President Mike Peel on the other side of this break about why you should support Chuck Thompson, even if you don't live in his district. You ain't going to like what you're going to get if you don't. 6:30
with you break.
Okay. Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
All right, everybody, we're live. Great to have you back with us. In a moment, we're going to chat with Mike Peel, president of Timber Unity, about why it's important that you join him in Timber Unity in supporting State Senator Chuck Thompson against the socialist Kate Brown-led recall effort. It's really important because it's going to impact you even if you don't live in his district. Before we do that, I want to remind you, if you have been working at home, and, you know, in Kate Brown's lockdown, and you've got all kinds of yard debris, and you got concrete, and you got wood and stuff you got to get rid of, why don't you take it to Clayton Ward Recycling, right? You're in Salem, right off of Mainline Drive and the Salem Parkway. They've been in business 50 years. It's easy in, easy out. Check them out. Clayton Ward Recycling. Get rid of that stuff today. Mike Peel joins us. President of Timber Unity. Mike, I understand you're on the way to Klamath Falls. How come?
Yes, I'm on the way to Klamath Falls because they're trying to shut the water off to the farmers. They already have their crops planted, and it's just crazy what is taking place. So as a member of the Timber Unity family, I'm headed that way to support the farmers.
Well, that's pretty cool. I'm sorry to hear that you're having to do that, but I am glad that you have been so willing, you know, to step outside of just the timber community, but, you know, your brothers and farmers like me, you know, I irrigate still, and I'll tell you, water is really precious, and it's just crazy to me that they would try to do that.
I agree 100%, but, you know, what's taking place right now is just like the carbon tax, shutting off the water. You know, anybody who lives in basically a rural area is deemed as evil, and whatever it takes to shut them down. We are good, responsible stewards of the land, and we need to keep doing it, and it's too bad we have to fight to do what's right.
Well, we do, and we have to fight to do what's right, and that leads us to the subject I wanted to chat with you about, and that's the expected recall campaign to take out Chuck Thompson by Kate Brown and her socialist buddies who want to pass cap and trade. And the reason they're doing this is because Chuck walked out along with the other Republican senators and shut the session down so they couldn't pass cap and trade. First of all, tell our audience, you've spent your life in logging. If they pass cap and trade, what does it mean to you?
Well, so basically, we'll start out with, I've never been involved with politics in my life, but when I heard about this cap and trade last June, it has became my life. But basically, if this cap and trade bill passes, it mandates a lot of the forest ground to be sold as carbon credits, which will mean a shutdown of logging. And then also, when they lease these grounds out, you know, the normal person would think, oh, like, you know, 2 years or 3 year lease, they will be sold on a 100 year lease. It'll be devastating to our rural communities. And we already have carbon eating machines, which are fir trees, out there for free doing their job. They are unregulated. Leave us alone. Let us keep producing on our own. You know, as working people, we don't want handouts. We just want to do what's right, earn a living for ourselves, and do what we're supposed to do.
Well, that's exactly right. You know, I'm a fifth generation farmer, and that's how I feel, the same way. And it's not going to be good for me either. So Chuck Thompson walks out, and because he only won his last election by 209 votes, the Democrats and the Socialist Public Employee Unions see him as a real target. The danger, it seems to me, Chuck or Mike, is if they take Chuck out, if they get rid of him in a recall election, what kind of a message does that send to the rest of the state legislators? What does it tell them?
Well, what I can say is we just need to remain vigilant and supporting Chuck Thompson. You know, I've done a couple ads for him supporting him, but we have to have him stay in place just to protect working Oregonians. Again, we don't want a free ride, and Chuck is a good, responsible guy. We've got to keep him in office.
So, you know, a lot of people say, well, look, he's not in my district. I can't vote for him. So, you know, he needs to, you know, figure this out for himself. I think that's the wrong way to look at it because, you know, I don't live in his district either, Mike. You don't live in his district. But you know what? If they take him out, they're going to replace him with a Democrat. And aren't the Democrats the one pushing cap and trade?
Yes, the Democrats are pushing cap and trade slash carbon tax. And, you know, they just do not understand what we do. If they actually came out to the woods and saw how everything was managed, they'd have a whole different view. But also, it has to do with income. You know, it's going to raise our taxes basically by $1 billion a year. And after this coronavirus, or even if we didn't have the coronavirus, we do not need a new tax when things are already being taken care of on their own. Mother Nature is doing a great job.
Yeah, Mother Nature does do a great job. It's mankind that gets it screwed up, it seems. We're talking with Mike Peel. He's president of Timber Unity. So, Mike, you have done some ads. They're up on the website. And, folks, if you want to go to the website, it's Stand Up for Chuck, all one word, standupforchuck.com. You see a great video from Mike Peel as he talks about this issue. So, Mike, what we're trying to do is we're trying to raise money ahead of this expected recall. They got to turn in like 9,300 and some odd signatures by June 2nd. Since the unions have pumped in $160,000, they're probably going to get the signature. So we're likely going to have a recall sometime in July. We're trying to raise some money right now. Your group has been really good, Timber Unity, at getting the message out. Your folks have been contributing, and we're talking about small dollar contributions here from your members, from other people that don't live in his district. I mean, that's going to be really important to being able to defend him, isn't it?
I agree 100%. And, you know, as we're on the topic right now, it's very important, you know, because after a while people forget. I think it's very important. So people listening right now, you know, should write a check to the to Chuck Thompson to support him, because there's no way he can get recalled. If we lose a seat, we are in trouble. So everybody support Chuck Thompson as well as they can. It doesn't have to be a giant donation, but anything they can do. And actually, I'm going to do that myself as soon as we're done with this phone conversation.
Well, thank you, Mike. I appreciate that. Everything else you've already done is just amazing, and I appreciate your willingness to help and participate. Friends, you can do just exactly what Mike talked about, using your political tax credit. And if you go to standupforchuck.com, you can do it online. You can see the address where, if you want to write a check or if you want to just do it online in a very secure environment. I actually donated to Chuck's campaign early on online, and it works. It's really simple and it's easy to do. But here's the most important thing, is whether it's Mike Peel giving his money or it's me giving my money or you helping support Chuck Thompson, it's free money if you use Oregon's political tax credit. What does that mean? You can give up to $50 if you're single, or $100 if you're married, and the state gives the money back to you, dollar for dollar. It doesn't cost you a penny. It's free money. And they give it back to you when you file your taxes. So please, join Mike Peel and Timber Unity and all the great patriots there that have done such a great job to support all of us in the natural resource business. This is a fight we have to win. If they take out Chuck Thompson, not only are you going to get a Democrat who'll vote for cap and trade, but you know what else you're going to get? You're going to get the losing of momentum. Because what Mike Peel and Timber Unity and his folks are doing is keeping the momentum alive in rural Oregon and making a powerful statement every time they hold a big rally at the Capitol. Believe me, Kate Brown and all the Democrats that want to ram this thing down our throat that destroys our rural economies, they see it. They know it. So please go to standupforchuck.com. Join Mike Peel and myself and so many other folks in rural Oregon and stand with Chuck. He's got to have our help. No Republican will ever walk out again if they take him out. They'll be scared to, folks. So not only are you going to get a Democrat who will vote for cap and trade, but you're going to destroy the momentum that we have right now on our side. We got to buck up. All the Republicans, we got to send a powerful message. This is absolutely critical. Mike, I'm so glad that you're taking your time out of your life and your business to drive to Klamath Falls to be a part of this rally. Now, this is a big truck rally tomorrow. Is that right?
So actually, it's a tractor rally. It's going to be a 30 mile long procession, and it's going to be done just like we did at the Capitol. Everybody will be respectful. We'll get the word out, and hopefully we will make a difference. We made a difference with the carbon tax. Hopefully we'll go down there again in a respectful manner and make a change. We'll do the absolute best we can.
Mike, thanks for joining us. Again, appreciate so much the work that you do for free that is really helping out and get the word out. Be safe, brother. Have a great rally down there with all those tractors, okay?
Will do.
That's Mike Peel, President of Timber Unity, star of Axeman. Go to standupforchuck.com. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
No, that's not poverty. Hey,
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
10 minutes to the top of the hour. Look, we're so blessed to have people like Mike Peel that are using his visibility as a result of his, you know, work on the TV reality show, The Axeman, to stand up for what's right. Got a great email from Lee, and I'm going to read it in a moment, and also one from Linda that has to do with Secretary of State's race. Friends, Freedom Heating and Air is one of these great Salem-based companies that really does need our support. And right now, they can do something good for you. Yesterday, I told you, the last few days in the mornings, I go out and I'm pulling some wild oats weeds out of my fields. No, I don't sow wild oats into my field. But I need to take them out of my annual ryegrass field. So I'm out there hand doing them. And until the pollen's blowing and I get covered with that stuff, you know what? You can keep your home free of pollen if you talk to Freedom Heating and Air about some of their great filtration systems that they have. It's not just the virus they can kill with their UV light systems. It's all of the pollen blowing around right now. And if you're affected by that, you really ought to talk to Freedom Heating and Air. FreedomHeatingandAir.net. So Lee wrote me an email about speaking the truth from your heart. The Democratic Party, he writes, is a master of spinning the narrative to jab your heart with compassionate stories, priming your brain to believe it's the truth. Priming is a strategy that uses a statement or a theme repetitively to drill into your subconscious, which can lead one to accept something that they previously may not have. The Democrats' 30 years in power here in Oregon is just the way it is. Thought must stop. I ask you all to research behavioral priming and adapt your personal story using truth. Break the brainwashing cycle with the same strategy that I could plant the seed of doubt in the false narrative. Excellent point. Excellent point. Eric Azer is one of our great advertisers, also RighteousRenovations.com. You need some work done on your place, especially like a renovation? Well, he's your guy. Check him out on the web, RighteousRenovations.com. He lives his faith, name of his company. That means he's got to live up to it. And if you read the approving comments of some of his customers on his website, you'll agree. And that ought to give you some confidence to do business with Eric. RighteousRenovations.com. Linda writes me an email about the Secretary of State's race. And I want to address this before I go any further, because I think it's really important to think this through. This story that we're talking about today, half of all unemployment claims that have been accepted have not yet been paid, folks. We're 2 months into this thing. What do you mean half of them have not been paid? This doesn't even count the people who haven't filed claims yet, who can't get through. Now, this is a game changer, folks. It really is. But it relates, and this is what's got the Democrats scared. Now, this relates to this email from Linda. She writes, last night I caught a short segment on one of Portland's TV channels. Someone from Willamette Week was discussing the race between Kim Thatcher and Shamia Fagan. He more or less said that the Democrat will win hands down because there's a 10-point voter registration advantage between Democrats and Republicans. His predictions were absolutely terrifying, stating whomever the Secretary of State is will be the next governor. Final strike, stake in the heart of Oregon if that happens, question mark? No, not necessarily. You know, nobody thought Dennis Richardson could beat Brad Avakian for the same reasons. And he did. Because Brad Avakian went way too far. His scorched earth primary approach to his fellow Democrats ticked off a lot of Democrats and a lot of independents, and they didn't vote for him. They voted for Dennis Richardson. Shamia Fagan has engaged in the same, very same deceptive, underhanded, mean, nasty campaigning against Mark Hass. It may have the same impact, but also, folks, just because they have a 10-point voter registration advantage doesn't mean they're going to vote for Shamia Fagan and against Kim Thatcher. This issue, believe me, this issue of half of the jobless claims not being paid, the issue that you can't get through, and that the Oregon way and the sham hearing, this is a game changer. This can change the game. Believe me, it's an issue that needs to be out there. And if Republicans use it skillfully and well, it could mean that Kim Thatcher could win. It wouldn't be by much, but she can still win. Remember, there's more unaffiliated voters than there is any other group. Let's go to Rebecca, who's on the line. Rebecca, good morning. Your thoughts. Welcome.
Good morning. I have a small contention with what was stated, which was that if the Democrats could see rural Oregon, that they would change the way they're handling rural Oregon. And I contend that they want rural Oregon in the condition it's in. And when I attended the hearings about the cap and trade, I pointed out that there's a book published in 1966 that is before Al Gore started this program of, it's based off of the assumption that there's too much carbon dioxide in the air and in the water. And because of that, everything is going wrong. And there's not too much carbon dioxide in the air and water and making everything go wrong. The book is called The Maps of the Ancient Sea King, and Antarctica is mapped out as being completely ice-free. And the book also points out that three times in the history of the world, Antarctic rivers have flowed freely without ice. And yet here we are, we're still alive, and it did it without all the industrialized stuff that they say is driving it. Man is not driving the warming period and the cooling periods. The sun is.
And so, you're absolutely right about that, Rebecca, and I got to let you go. That's an excellent point, and it's part of the lies that people have accepted. We don't need to accept the lies anymore. Good point, Rebecca. Thanks for calling. Friends, pro-bioscience is going to be at the Beehive Tap House tomorrow, May 29th, from 11:30 a.m. till 6 p.m. If you want to learn about great CBD products made and manufactured right here in Salem, Oregon, why don't you come by? I'm going to try to be there in the afternoon. I'm not sure what time. It's probably going to be a little bit later in the day just because I need to work around the farm. But I'm going to join Pro Bioscience. Check out their website, pro-bioscience.com. Join us tomorrow down at the Beehive Tap House on Fabry Road off of Southeast Commercial. Thanks for joining us today, folks. Keep praying. Keep working for your liberty. Never stop. See you tomorrow.